Hi, this is Terry Lynn Carrington, inviting you to join me in the Jazz Room with host Joan Watson Jones. I've been waiting for you to love. No more waiting. I found it love. I've been waiting for you to love. No more waiting. I found it love. Been waiting.
Hello. Welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, stay a while, enjoy great jazz. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. This week we open with Grammy-winning artist, drummer Terry Lynn Carrington. We caught up with her at the Jazz Congress at Lincoln Center in New York City. We begin by talking about her beginnings as a drummer, her mentors along the way, and two of her CDs, The Mosaic Project, which won a Grammy, and The Mosaic Project 2, Love and Soul. We open with For You to Love, featuring singer Olita Adams from the CD, The Mosaic Project, Love and Soul. I've got to get next. I came here for you, love, in the pouring rain, for you, love, and I know I'm ready for you, love. I'll be the best I can for you to love.
Should I do? You make me worry when you say you understand, but you can't be my man. Someone's gotta change your mind, yeah. Now, if I get my love to you in time, then you'll be mine. That's what I've got to do. Look out, 'cause I'm after you. I came here for you, love, in a hurricane, for you, love, just to be ready for you, love. I'll be the best I can. Myself ready to hear the words you say, but sometimes you talk to me so emotionally, then you pull it back, baby. Just let yourself love me.
I've been waiting for you to love.
Oh,
Welcome to the Jazz Room, Terry Lynn Carrington.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Welcome to the Jazz Room, and congratulations on your award.
Thank you.
And I'm glad to see women getting recognition.
Me too. No pun intended.
No pun intended, but me too. No, I do get it. Now, just because a lot of my audience are still learning about jazz, mm-hmm. when did you start playing drums?
I started when I was 7. Professional at 10.
Okay. And it seems to me, I remember hearing from a certain source, did you ever play on Zoom?
I did. I was actually a Zoom guest. So I didn't, you know, play in the studio on the show, but I was one of the guests. And so that aired quite a bit, actually. And some other kids shows, a show called For Kids Only, and a show called Kids World that did features on me.
And how old were you when you did those?
Anywhere between 9 and 12, maybe.
Okay. Well, we got that. We've gotten past that. Now, you've been literally since 10 being professional. What are some of the highlights so far, can you think of? Off and on. I mean,
it's been a 42-year career so far. So there's so many highlights. It would be impossible to really single some out. Every year there's another highlight because I try to live in the present, mm-hmm. and I try to create value with everything that I do. So just playing with some of the great musicians I play with, touring with Herbie Hancock off and on for nearly 10 years, and the same with Wayne Shorter, those stints were very important, you know, to my development as a musician. So all of those are highlights, but also playing with Bill Withers. You know, I played a show with him. He came out of retirement, and playing all of his hits, that was a big highlight.
Ooh, I love Bill Withers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So there's always something happening that feels special and important.
Yes. And I think what I did was I jumped into your Mosaic projects, mm-hmm. both of them. And I want to talk about the first one.
Okay.
First, what moved you to do this kind of project?
Well, really, when I met Esperanza Spalding and played with her for the first time, I felt like something was complete. In a bit of a rhythm section circle had been completed. So I booked a gig in Israel with her and Jerry Allen and Tinica Postma, and I realized for the first time that I called all women for a gig, and I didn't realize that I had called all women. I didn't do it by design. I just knew at this point there were so many incredibly talented women that that's the kind of thing that could happen. So I took that as a foundation to make the Mosaic Project record, and in the end it ended up being 21 women on that project.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Now, what did some of the people bring to the project when you called them? What did they bring to you?
I think that's part of being a producer, knowing which songs fit which players. I had 3 different piano players, Jerry Allen, Helen Sung, and Patrice Rushen. So you start casting, you know, in a way that you feel would make each one of them shine their brightest. I had various singers. Every singer only sang one song. So I had Diane Reeves, and I wrote an arrangement for her of a Bernice Johnson Regan song called Echo. And then there was a song I wrote, an arrangement of my own song for Dee Dee Bridgewater called Soul Talk, because that sounded like her to me. I had Nona Hendricks do one of her songs that I wrote a jazz arrangement of, Transformation. Gretchen Parlato was on the record, and I wrote a very specific arrangement for her of an Irving Berlin song called I Got Lost in His Arms. I sang a song on my record tributing a friend of mine that had just passed, Tina Marie. Carmen Lundy, she's on the record, and there was a song of hers that I loved. Oh my God, my brain, what's the name of it? I can hear it, I can sing it. Show Me a Sign. Mm-hmm. And so I actually used her original recording and sampled it and played around that. So it was just a lot of different. Cassandra Wilson wrote an arrangement for her of Simply Beautiful. So there's a lot of incredible artists on the record, instrumentalists and vocalists, that I specifically wrote arrangements for.
I have to admit, on that particular project, Echoes is the one that sticks with me.
Mm-hmm. We inhabit our histories, and our histories inhabit us. A prison system with 2.4 million people behind bars is a terrible specter of slavery. And if indeed we can say that slavery was abolished, we cannot deny that it still haunts us. The challenges of the past are challenges of the present and challenges of the future. Poverty, racism, xenophobia, homophobia, freedom itself, it's constantly transforming. Echoes of the past and reverberations of the future.
You're listening now to Echoes, performed by Diane Reeves from the CD The Mosaic Project.
An echo of poverty of our rich land, the unrelenting beat of ignorance in the streets, and children growing up with no tools to defeat the echoes of the past. Nothing but the echoes of the past. Nothing but
in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. We continue with our interview with drummer Terry Lynn Carrington.
What did you want to do that might have been different than when you did it the first time?
Yeah, well, that's subtitled Love and Soul, because I wanted to show a little more of a funky, soulful side. And they were all love songs as well, for the most part. There were a lot of people that didn't make the first Mosaic record that I wanted, so I decided to do a second one so I could complete the original idea with another set of musicians, you know, that I work with a lot. There were a few overlaps, but mm-hmm. for the most part, it was a different group of musicians and a different group of singers. Layla Hathaway, Lettucey, Valerie Simpson, Liz Wright, Natalie Cole, Chaka Khan, Jaguar Wright. I don't know who I'm missing. Nancy Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so many amazing people on that record. So it was a different side of me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, what were some of the challenges during the process?
Well, location was a big challenge. I had to fly around a lot. You know, Chaka and Natalie, I recorded in L.A. Liz, we recorded in Japan while we were over there. It's always a challenge just to try to get people together. That's the hardest part.
Oh, yes, always.
Yeah.
We know this.
Get people in the same location.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, otherwise, musically, it wasn't so much a challenge as far as it comes together. You have to kind of let go sometimes of your original ideas and let the music evolve into whatever it's going to be naturally. So when I do that, things come together.
Who were some of your mentors when you were starting out, 10, 11, 12, well, going forward?
The first drum mentor I had, as far as really traveling to their house, hanging out, like a very close mentorship, was with Jack DeJohnette. And he still, to this day, is, you know, from when I was 18, he was my guy, you know, that I wanted to play like him. His influence was so strong with me that it naturally came out in my playing. But as mm-hmm. I evolved as a drummer, I found more of my own voice. But before that, I was just real fortunate. My father was a big mentor. Clark Terry, Illinois Jacquette, Rosson Roland Kirk. Those are the first people that let me be on the stage with them when I was mm-hmm. a child. And then all the drum masters, they would come through town and let me sit in with their bands. Elvin Jones, Art Blakey, Roy Haynes, Buddy Rich, Louis Belson, just so many It's hard to even remember them all. So I had a very unique childhood.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And I have to say, I have met Jack DeJohnette and listened to his music. He inspires me. Mm-hmm. And when I first heard you, I said, the first person I thought of was Jack DeJohnette, and then it all went your way. It was kind of like just for a couple of bars.
That's funny, yeah. Well, it's
I thought that was interesting, you know, when I read it and I went, oh, yeah. It wasn't long, but it was there.
Absolutely.
It was the
It'll
whole.
It'll always be there.
I know, but it was just that. Now,
Wayne Shorter is also a big influence and mentor.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would you like to see happen for women in music right now as we go past Me Too?
Well, I would just like to see more equity, more balance. This is very male-dominated, and I would like to see women have more opportunities, but in order for that to happen, men have to help with that. You know, women have to help with it too by mentoring and mm-hmm. bringing people along. But men have to do the same thing. They have to make it a welcoming environment. They have to educate themselves, or we have to educate each other on the things that make it not welcoming.
Yes.
We have to look at somebody's potential and want to develop that in a woman. Because I think that happens quite a bit with men. You see somebody's potential, and then a lot of the guys help develop that potential. But, men have to do that for women as well. I think that would be a big thing.
I agree. And how would you encourage up-and-coming women in artists now, and even those who've been in here a long time and they're still going, how would you encourage them?
Well, to really just keep doing what they're doing, keep plugging away at it, keep making great art, and speak up, make sure that you hold people accountable when they're not being fair. But mostly you have to just keep doing the art that you're doing and not allow the inequities to freeze you, to make you not move forward.
Right.
You know what I mean? You have to figure out a way to plug through.
Right, because we all go through that at one particular time. Something may come up and you'll go and then you turn around and you just pick yourself up.
Yeah, and I think that we were talking earlier on the panel, that it takes a toll on you. After a while of keep facing small things, maybe,
mm-hmm.
and they take a toll that some of our male counterparts don't have to deal with. So within that, it's got to be a lot of nurturing of yourself and taking care of yourself so that you have the strength, to keep moving forward.
To stand up tall and do it yourself, right?
That's true.
I so appreciate your time.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
For being in the Jazz Room, Terry Lynn Carrington. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
I'm a fool to want you.
You're listening now to I'm a Fool to Want You, featuring Chaka Khan, from the CD, The Mosaic Project, Love and Soul.
Want you a fool. Love can't be so cruel.
I'm a fool to want you. I'm a fool to want you. To want a love that can't be true.
I'm a fool to
sessions our interview with drummer Terry Lynn Carrington at Jazz Congress at Lincoln Center in New York City. Learn more about her at terrylynncarrington.com. We've come to the end of another show. Thank you for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room. We love hearing from you. You can now find the Jazz Room on Twitter at Ms. Jazz Kitty, or you may email me through the Jazz Room page of my website, JoanWatsonJones.com. Until next time, you've been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.